Mindset Transformations Radio Show with your host, Coach Myrna. Do you feel the need to do more with your life? Are limiting beliefs holding you back from true success? Enjoy a unique blend of interviews, discussions, and transformation coaching in every show. Get the tools for success. The Mindset Transformation Radio Show with your host, Coach Myrna.
Welcome to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show and Podcast. I'm your host, Coach Myrna Young, and today I am continuing my talk with international renowned author, Ilona Selke. And today our topic is going to be how to find your soulmate. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about Ilona as we go on, but just want to say right off the bat, I want to welcome you and thank you so much for our second segment. Welcome.
You are welcome. Thank you, Myrna, for doing this and for having the endurance and for picking such amazing subjects. I love talking about soulmates. And we'll have tips and tidbits about how we attract our soulmate, how to live with him or her once we've found them, and have union into old age.
Wow. Well, listen, every single person needs to know that. As we get into the show, I'm going to tell you how I met my husband. I think that he's my soulmate, and I want you to confirm that or deny it based on data. But yeah, so we'll get into it. It's going to be a very interesting conversation. And one of the things I love about this show is I learn as much as my audience. You know, I pick topics that are, you know, stimulating and tantalizing, and that me and everyone else that's listening could find some commonality with it. So yes, and this is one of the ones. So,
yes, definitely.
But before we get in, I want to give a shout out to the sponsor of today's show, which is TY Waterproofing, serving the Atlanta area. TY Waterproofing has over 30 years experience in waterproofing and basement repairs. Let TY Waterproofing waterproof your crawl spaces, slabs, remove and kill mold, install sump pumps and French drains. Call 404-449-5467. Ask for Timothy for a free estimate. Awesome. All right. Well, let's dive right in and let me tell you a little bit about my guest today. Ilona Selke is an international best-selling author, seminar leader, lecturer, musician, CEO, and co-founder of Living From Vision. For over 30 years, Ilona has inspired thousands of people worldwide to discover the power of their consciousness and to create successful lives. Ilona has written 4 books. One of them we're going to touch on today, because in that book specifically, she talks about the soulmate, and that book is called Dolphins, Love, and Destiny. Now, her newest book is called Dream Big, The Universe is Listening, and our first segment, we talked about, the quantum and energy. So, and today we are using that energy, and we are going to direct it specifically to love and soulmate. So let me continue on. In addition to the 4 books, Ilona has produced 25 music and meditation CDs, co-authored 2 books, one with Brian Tracy and one with Jack Canfield. She has also been a regular guest on A&E and Bravo TV with Jack Canfield, and was a producer and TV host for the Quantum Living Show on Women's Broadcast TV. As I mentioned earlier, I'm so envious. These are all some of the things that I would love to do. And you told me that I can see it, so I'm starting to see it. Yeah, so awesome. All right. Now, in our last segment, Ilona, you shared your journey into becoming a consciousness leader, and you told us about your mom and you know, traveling through India and learning at a very young age to be, to understand energy and consciousness. But so my question today is, I want to segment into telling us your journey from that part of your life to becoming the CEO and co-founder of Living From Vision. Can you share that with us, please?
Yes, and why don't we tie it right into trying to find my soulmate? Because from some magical moment on, when I was maybe 12, 13 years old, I had a flash of a person in front of my mind who I knew was going to be my husband. Now, he had a beard. He played guitar. He spoke English. So honestly, those were my goals and my desires. That was on my bucket list as to what my husband had to be. I was German. You know, mind you, I'm in Germany. I'm going to school there. But my husband needs to be able to actually be from England, is what I thought it would be, speak English, have a beard, and play guitar. So those were my requirements. And then I was 12 or 13. I saw a flash once. I was walking through downtown my little village. Flashed into my mind this future husband image. Well, meanwhile, I'm also busy watching TV when I visit my grandmother's. My mom didn't have a TV, but my grandmother did. And one of the TV shows was The Rifleman. You know, that tall, handsome-looking guy, the little stoic, you know, the Rifleman guy. Anyhow, maybe I don't know the name of the artist, but that was my ideal image when I was about a teenage year old, right? So now I'm 16, I'm reading Hermann Hesse, I'm reading about Siddhartha, I'm reading books on raising states of consciousness by Rudolf Steiner. But I come around and have some, well, you know, at age 16, some I fall in love and have a boyfriend and friends, then I fall in love with an Israeli, and then one thing leads to another, and somehow some of the guys, you know, that were around me thought that just holding hands with them meant something more, and they talked amongst each other, and I felt like my reputation, pure as it should be, was ruined, and I was so distraught that I decided to just absolutely bar any man from getting too close too soon, and I said, any guy that wants to really be seriously involved with me has to wait 6 weeks. All right. Now, I found one. I thought he was serious. He said, 6 weeks? You must be kidding. I don't think so. Go find somebody else who's willing to do that. Well, you know, it came from a deep decision in me that we're wanting to be entertaining and learn, right? So here's my story of how I become a CEO of a big company. When I'm 16, I decide being sexual is just bad news. I'm just having to contain that because, after all, I have to be a very spiritual girl, right? So I'm doing that for 1 year. I'm meditating. I'm doing all the right things. That guy who didn't want to wait 6 weeks, oh, well, you know, there's got to be somebody who is willing. And then I was on this trip in Belgium, bicycling through Belgium, and I walked up to this youth hostel, and I see this stoic, gorgeous person standing in the window with his arms crossed, looking just like the Rifleman. I gasp. I walk in. He looks at me. I look at him. And through a couple minor bumps, we fall in love. And he moves he comes and lifted. I'm still going to high school Germany. I still have to finish high school in Germany. That takes me until I'm 19. So he stays. And by Lord, he wants to wait 6 weeks to make love with me. Well, I should have questioned that. Because once we got together and then we got married and we still are dear friends to this date, we love each other, but not like husband and wife. He was willing to wait more than 6 weeks. Later, it was 8 weeks. You know, it was like, come on, universe. I didn't mean always. I meant once. That was a mistake. So I'm meanwhile learning how to meditate more and more, and I discover that your belief systems run or ruin your relationship scenario just like anything else. In this case, it didn't ruin it, it just hampered it. So when I was then realizing, look, I had enough with this waiting. I am fed up. I'm seriously, dear God, I think I made a mistake in my belief that thinking sexuality was so bad. I'm changing my mind. Dear God, I from now on decide sexuality is needed, and I love it just as much as I love God and everything else. So thank you for bringing the little tidbit I write about in my book, Dream Big, The Universe is Listening. is I do write about this part, but I also write about the part where I go to meditate and learn from this new meditation teacher in Baltimore where I'm studying a comparative religion. And I have an African teacher, a philosophy teacher from Kenya. He's awesome. Mm-hmm. But my philosophy, my meditation teacher was a young man, 27. He said to me when I asked him, you know, I have a terrible marriage. I'm not getting my needs met. He doesn't want to meditate. Well, and a couple other things he also doesn't want. He said, okay, well, you can have what you want. This is how you do it. So now listen up. This is how he taught me, and this is how I got it. He said, feel and imagine as if you already are living in that satisfied relationship now. Imagine what you would feel like. How would it be like on a day-to-day basis, maybe? Just be there now. He just said one warning sentence. He said, don't imagine a particular faith to match your needs. He said, just go ahead and visualize the end result and leave a blank as far as like who is going to make that happen for you. So that makes sense, right? If you are not determining the picture in details, right, you then let the universe co-create with you according to the higher picture, right?
So. Yeah, I mean, that's true. I remember listening to Joel Osteen once, and he was ribbing his sister because he said his sister said that, you know, she was, I don't know where she got the image from, if she dreamt it or she thought God gave it to her or what, but that her man or her husband was redheaded and, you know, had a certain kind of build and look and all that. And when her husband came to her, she just dismissed him because he didn't look like what she had in mind.
Oh, interesting. See, that's
and then he turned her out, right, Yes.
So what I did dutifully what my meditation teacher told me to do. I sat down every day for 5 or 10 minutes and visualized being there already. And this is what we talked about in the last segment. If you want to do what quantum physics says is the observer co-creates reality, your decision is to what you expect to see will determine what you will see on a subatomic particle. And everything is made of subatomic particles. So might as well apply that to your real day life, which I did. And guess what? Ta-da!
Found one.
I found him. He has appeared. He speaks English.
I know the end result. You're having lots of sex. You're having everything you want.
And he meditates with me. Still, after 33 years now,
we
still make love. And I'm going to tell you how to create union that lasts despite aging and how you feel satisfied whether you're still young or old in how to merge your soul, because that's what in the end makes your soulmate a soulmate, right? It's not a particular person. It's not like the bucket list of he needs to be able to cook lunch and dinner for me, which I did fail to put on my list. And well, I did mention in my book that my meditation teacher turned out to be my husband, but because he was married at the time and I was married at the time, I dismissed the fact that he had the beard and he was playing a guitar and he was English. So I didn't even click on that. He was the spitting image of my vision when I was young, but I followed his advice. And
so you actually did get that vision then? Wow.
Okay. But I'd forgotten about it, so I was never looking at. And what I did look for, and this is what I want everybody to listen carefully to, I watch television, right? And television implanted some interesting ideals and concepts into my head, which I went about to fulfill. Well, on the good end, I had my ideal was I dream of Jeannie, you know, the woman who played the
genie. You told me that in the last episode, right? You wanted to do magic like her, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. So honestly, that was a good example. And then the movie Flipper, you know, here, the Flipper, the movie about the dolphin. Well, I actually later on come to know Rickleberry, who trained those dolphins. I am still in touch with him via email. He actually trained 5 dolphins. It was 5 dolphins that made to play 1 dolphin. But Rickleberry dedicated his entire life to support only wild dolphin contact, only wild dolphins. And he really is a spokesperson to protect dolphins. In Japan, in the Taiji Bay, they kill dolphins every year to catch some to take them into dolphinariums. So I urge everybody, just like Rico Berry does, the trainer for the flipper dolphin, for the TV dolphin that we all probably loved back in the 60s. Well, he says, vote with your dollar. Do not go into any of those dolphinariums. If you want to see dolphins or cetaceans, go in the wild. See them on their terms.
Yeah.
Which is So that's taken us now to how I found my soulmate. Now we want to talk into how you discover, how do you know it's your soulmate? How did I know it was my soulmate? And then how do you maintain that, right? Next segment.
Right. Yeah. So, so you got a vision very young. I think it's the 12 to 13 years that you had a flash in your mind of what this person, you know, so, and you ended up marrying that person, you know, way, and it wasn't your first husband, but it was your second. So do you think that's how it normally happens, or how does the general public find their soulmate?
Right. It's a good, good, good question. I honestly, it's still a big puzzle. I'm like going, how am I going to find you in my next life, you know? Because when he saw me, do you know what his very first thoughts were when my husband saw me? I'm embarrassed to say, but it's honest truth. And shall I tell you?
Yes,
he said, I walked into his meditation center and he said, how am I ever going to be attracted to her?
Oh, wow.
Now, mind you, I don't know if anybody can see my picture. I qualify for gorgeous. So many. At least many.
I know. Long, dark hair. Yes, yes. You're beautiful.
Blue eyes. I mean,
but the thing is that he knows that you belong to him. So don't let
that. You are so right. Why did he even have that thought?
Exactly. Because he knows that you walk into his life and you're his, and he's saying, you know, how am I going to be attracted to her? But I don't know.
Exactly.
Maybe he was around gorgeous women all the time. I don't know.
Right. Maybe his ideal was blonde and I had dark hair, you know? And just like that woman you said, you know, redheaded and her guy is different.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's best if we're not attached to the visuals, but that we learn to discover, to see people with our inner eyes and our heart. And this is the point I really want to make. Because meanwhile, before I met him, I actually had studied meditation for quite some years. I was 21 and a half when I met my husband, Don. And I had meditated quite a bit, and he was now my meditation teacher. And I remember when we sat there in the class, and we go up, 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 and he guides the meditation, and we go into these luminous perceptions of inner dimensions, of pure consciousness. Suddenly, I see this flashing light. Well, after I open my eyes, I see this flashing light, like a star, like a diamond, flash over his head. And I go, in my mind, it's like, oh, he's my soulmate. And I, something else talked in my head.
Wow.
Now, would I have known that when I was 17 and hadn't meditated yet? I don't know. Some people I hear, I just talked with a woman yesterday. She walked to her girlfriend and eyed a guy across the, you know, whatever, what it was, a room where she was going out and said, I'm going to marry that guy. I know another guy, he had 12 children with this woman, a man who I really studied with, Dr. Vernon Wolf. When he met his wife, he said, that's my wife. I'm going to marry her and have, I think even 12 children, but whatever. I'm making the last part up a little bit. But he had this flash. Well, he was Mormon at the time, and that's what they do. You know, they have lots of children. So it could have well been his expectation.
Yeah, that's because they don't practice birth control.
Right, exactly. So anyhow, bless everybody's heart and belief.
Yeah.
But he had 12 children and married her just like he saw in his vision. But your question, how do we recognize him? So tell me your question about your husband. How do you know it's...
I have several things, but yes, I met my husband. I walked into a train. He was the officer on the train. I walked on the train. I noticed him. He said he had a warm feeling in his body when he looked at me. And he's never felt that before. I just said, hey, you know what? Yeah, a new, you know, train officer, nothing. But he stalked me out because I took the train every day from work, and he was the officer in the train. So one day he built up the courage to come and talk to me, and we talked for about half an hour until I got off of my stop. And when I got off of my stop, my heart and my whole body went into somersault. It was an amazing feeling. It was euphoria. I knew that he was going to be my husband. I'm not sure if I knew he was going to be my husband, but I know that he was going to be my next relationship.
Right.
I was married at the time. I knew he was going to be my next relationship. And my heart didn't stop somersaulting for the entire week. Every time I was on the train, I couldn't even read. I couldn't do anything. I was just expecting him to show up, and my heart just kept somersaulting. Yeah, so he had the connection right away, and you know, I had it as soon as I first talked to him.
As a matter of fact, that's so awesome because I think the body doesn't lie. And if we're attentive to our body signals and feel our heart and are open to it without numbing it with alcohol or numbing it with, you know, anger or numbing ourselves with other kind of prescription drugs, if we stay clean, if we listen to our body, if we're open to the knocks of the universe and the universe talking to us, I think we really feel it a lot through our body.
Yeah, well, I definitely felt it through my body. And, you know, some people get, will tell you they get sweaty palms and they get weak knees and all that. But, yeah, my heart just jumped up and down like a somersault. I tell you, it was like somersault. Yeah. It was not a heart attack somersault. It was like a kid jumping up and down on the bed.
Yeah.
But, you know, I wanted to ask you because, listen, I wanted to tell you of some of the ones that I've read about. For instance, I just finished reading this book called After the Dance by Jan Gay. She was Marvin Gaye's, which is one of the top R&B singers of her generation. She was his wife. She said that when she saw him at 8 years old, she had a crush on him, and she fantasized about marrying him, and she fantasized about being his woman or whatever. She met him when she was 17 and became his wife when she was 20. She bore him 2 kids. And
wait a second. And he was how old was she when he was 8?
Well, they're 20 years apart or something. They're because she was 17. They're about 17, 18 years apart because he was in his mid-30s when she was 17.
Mid-30s. I heard you say he was 8 years old. Maybe you said 38.
No, she was 8 years old, and he was he was already a famous singer. I don't know, maybe in his 20s.
Gotcha,
right.
Gotcha.
So by the time when they met, you know, she was 17.
Yes.
And he was 33 or something along those lines.
Gotcha.
But that's one. And then I heard Megan with that. You know, that is a little... A lot of people, you know, fantasize about, I used to want to marry Michael Jackson. I mean, so I can understand that part.
Right.
But I heard a story from Megan Good. You might not know these people, but Megan Good is a very popular black actress. And she said that there is this guy that she knew that she was going to marry. She hasn't even talked to him yet, but she knew that he was going to be her husband. And she started telling everybody that he was going to be her husband. and then when he met her, I don't know what happened with him, but you know, he's saying that he's a preacher and she is a movie star, and it was not one of those immediate connections because he's thinking that, you know, I as a preacher, I shouldn't go out with a movie star. Ended up getting married. And then the last one I'm going to mention was Angelina Jolie. I know you know her.
Yeah.
She decided that she was going to marry Billy Bob Thornton even before she met him, and she tattooed his name on her leg. She hadn't even met him, and they end up getting married. So what is the energy that's going on with that?
Yeah,
is it just,
you know,
seeing it?
Yeah.
Is it the vision thing? What is it?
Yeah. Well, honestly, that's what I do write about in my book, Dolphins, Love, and Destiny. You can get my books all on Amazon if you just Google my name, Ilona Selke. But let me tell you what happened after I found my, and this ties into a bigger question. Karma, destiny, is there free will? Is there a predestined life? Do we have, you know, free will at all? So I love my husband. We get together. As a matter of fact, actually, I had heard his voice on an answering machine, and he had heard mine on the answering machine before we physically met. And we had gotten these jolty feelings, both of us, unbeknownst to each other, before we met. But then when we met, he's like, how am I going to find her attractive? And then he's married, and I'm married, and it's like, okay, it takes a couple months before, despite me, I'm saying, he's my soulmate, how is this going to work? He's married. Well, you know, maybe your soulmate is, you know, a brother, or who knows what. how do we know that a soulmate is always, and a lot of books write that, may not always be the person of the opposite sex ready to marry you at the right age bracket.
Or available, right, yes.
Or, yeah, mm-hmm. And so if it's meant to be, it will be. And I did have dreams where he was still married to his wife and I was married to my husband at the time, and we were in my dream walking at the bottom on a beach of an island that had a high bluff, and I'm pointing up the high bluff and I'm seeing a house up there and I'm pointing to it. I'm walking in my dream with Don in my arms. We are together. My ex-husband and his ex-wife in my dream are actually walking next to each other. But they, at the physical time, we were still all married, right? Still nothing happening. And I point to the house in my dream and I say, that's our house. So if I would have taken this to a Jungian dream analyzer, they would have said, yeah, wishful thinking. However, fast forward 6 years, and we are walking on that same beach, he and I together, pointing up to that house after we had just built it and saying, look, there's our house.
Oh, my God.
Yes. So that means there is a certain degree of destiny at play, right?
The great thing about it is your subconscious mind is helping you. Because that's what they say, that anything you can dream, that your subconscious mind is going out there and working for you, and you're dreaming about it. And that's awesome.
So this is the big question that people have. Do you make up life, or does it make you up? To which degree do you have free will? So let's fast forward about another 15 years. About 15 years, and I have a dream. And in my dream, God speaks and says, okay, you're done now with your husband. You have to quit, and we have more karma for you to learn, more lessons. There is another man you're supposed to marry. What?
Wow.
I am so happy. We're living like two dovebirds, living, loving, working, everything together. Everything we do is the same. We love everything. We're just match made in heaven. Now, I argue with God in my dream, and I say, no, you've got that wrong. I am wanting to stay with Don, and can you give me some alternative options? Like, I want some other possibilities here. Guess what? The universe or God in my dream said, well, yes, there is another option, and it flashes me this picture. It says, if you can open up to a bigger circle of love and embrace more people in your circle of love, then you can work off your karma and your lessons with the other people, and then you can stay together.
I like it.
But let me remind you, that voice said, it is not easy and not recommended. I don't know where this voice comes from and who's really talking, but it literally happened. The dream with my house, I wrote down my dreams. I have fabulous prophetic dreams, and that one was one of them. And I marked this dream down as well. So now, fast forward 3 months. And we are at a conference. I'm being a speaker. There are these fabulous speakers from all over the world at the Prophets Conference at the solstice equinox. And we're looking at that Chichen Itza pyramid, you know, where the shadows line up and it looks like a serpent climbing up the pyramid. All right, so we're all there. Well, I see this guy a couple of times. One, he annoys me. He comes in and out of a lecture hall and, you know, disturbs everybody with letting light in. And I'm going, who's that? Well, at any rate, then he shows up and stands in front of me and says, excuse me, I'm supposed to find a woman here that I'm supposed to meet is really important, and I'm wondering if you can help me find her. Literally said that to me. I stare at him, and I'm like, my inner voice says, it's me you're supposed to find. But of course I'm not telling him that. I have Don right next to me, so I'm telling him, well, any qualities, anything, I send him to another woman. 2-3 days later, he takes and brings that woman to an event where I'm taking people swimming with dolphins, and shows up out of the blue. So we all go for dinner with a small group of couples, and him and that other woman, Don and myself, and a couple other people. In the middle of dinner, a big booming voice comes through my head and says, this is your future husband. And I'm like, gasping.
Are you kidding me?
I'm like, got to be kidding. Fast forward, I just give him my email address, that's it, and he lives in Mexico, he's German, and he's staying there, and da-da-da-da. Then comes a vision, Mother Mary, I'm not Catholic, Mother Mary comes to me and says, this is a baby. I said, oh, Mother Mary, I think you've got this wrong, Don has a vasectomy, we're not wanting any babies. Oh, no, don't worry, she says, it's from this, and then she flashes the image of this guy, and I'm like going, God is telling me to get married to someone else. Mother
and
Mary brings
baby.
Me a baby. What am I to make of this? I have my soulmate. Thank you.
Oh,
and
wow. Well, you know, you can live in your imagination and just make it up and just enjoy it.
Well,
real.
A week later, he calls me and says, you know what? I've sold everything here in Mexico. I'm coming to see you on my way to Australia. You did mention that I should come by to do the seminar with you, didn't you? Oh, my God. But when he came and I write the whole story, all this unfolded, and people who were very psychic called me and said, Ilona, I think you're going to get pregnant. Ilona, something is happening.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my. And so you know what? One day, he's flirted with everybody else except me in the seminar. I was crying my eyes out, believe me. He was a gorgeous guy with long, blonde hair. Carlin is his name. We're still dear, dear, dear friends to this date. This is 20 years ago we met. So he comes and sits me down and says, Ilona, I've had a meditation, and the angels told me that I need to impregnate you.
Well, somebody is writing a story of you two, and you guys are just not willing participants.
There you go.
Wow.
Big question.
Wow.
When I talk about dream big, create your own reality, and I also write about destiny, where the twain shall meet, we will discover in a number of my books, because there is a solution. How this story unfolds, I'm going to leave a secret because everybody can read now how that baby came about. It has a very amazing outcome. Very amazing outcome.
Wow.
13 years later, I find a woman that I talk to who was at that same pyramid 6 months earlier for the same conference, who was told exactly the same things in her head, and the guy was pointed out. She delayed it for 2 years and eventually got pregnant by him. And I saw, and that guy and that Merlin who they told me to get together, when I came half a year later, were standing in front of the pyramid together at that. I saw them in one image, but I didn't know, because I knew who that was supposed to be. I didn't know the blonde-haired My Merlin guy. But 13 years later, this woman comes to Bali to stay at our retreat center and says, I have got, you know, we've got to meet, we've got to talk. And she shares this story of how the universe made her have a baby with a guy who was married at the time, then divorced, and come to find out he was standing with Merlin half a year later together on that same pyramid. Now, who is doing this? I tell you, we never figured out who.
Wow.
But
yeah, wow. Well, you're deep here. We're probably not following any of this, but everybody knows how to work dreams and energy like that. Yep.
Well, let's just say it this way. When physical reality conjuncts with your dreams and things are being told in my dream that other people then say physically, and the same thing happened to another woman who was told to have a baby with this guy over there, please, and she did. Now, she found me 13 years later. Those two guys were next to each other at that pyramid. What is the chance? Now, how much? She followed her destiny. I created my own. I said, dear God, you know what? Can we find another host for that baby? I mean, seriously, I really don't want to bring one up with three people in my marriage. That's not really a good idea. And so I finished the story in a very amazing story. It's to the point where that baby was born to another couple, and when that baby boy sees a video of my husband and me when we were in India at age 2, he points to the video and says, "Mommy, Daddy."
Wow, wow.
Yes.
Well, you're gonna have to explain to us how that really works. But let's take a quick break so that we can hear a word from our sponsors, and we're gonna come back. And you know, I would like to know what kind of force or energy is creating this. So stay tuned, because I'm sure that you want to know as well. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Your basement walls play a critical role in supporting your property's structure and protecting your home from the outside elements. Waterproofing your basement prevents the accumulation of water from rain that can lead to flooding, mold, and mildew growth around and under your floors. If left unaddressed for long, your property may be at risk for serious structural damage that will negatively affect its resale value. So, don't delay. Call Timothy today at 404-449-5467. TY Waterproofing has over 30 years experience in waterproofing basements. TY Waterproofing will waterproof and repair your basements, your crawl spaces, slabs, remove and kill the mold that accumulates from dampness, install sump pumps and French drains to get out any water that's in there right now. TY Waterproofing, serving the Atlanta area, licensed and insured, all work warrantied. So, again, call Timothy today at 404-449-5467 and get your basement waterproofed. Welcome back to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show and Podcast. I'm your host, Coach Myrna Young, and today we are having this fabulous, inspiring, energetic conversation with my co-host today, Ms. Ilona Selke, international best-selling author of Dolphins, Love, and Destiny, and Dream Big, The Universe is Listening. So in our first segment, we talked a lot about what can happen when you visualize your soulmate, whether it's in a dream or whether it's seeing someone that you want and you love, and you just claim it. And that's basically what happens in life. You know, you can claim it. Everywhere I'm going now, everybody is thinking, everybody is telling me or teaching me, whatever you hold in your head, you can hold in your hand. And it could be money, it could be people, it could be, you know, anything that you want that, you know, once you think about it, there are some things that you can do in order to make that happen. So, Ilona, so, you know, steer us into what normal mortals can do. I know you are operating in a super plane. you're operating in a super plane, but, you know, 90% of my listeners are not going to be at your level. So what can we do every day? Somebody that, you know, let's give a picture here. You know, let's say that you're in your 40s you're not being married and you want to be married and you're looking for your soulmate. And, you know, men have come and go, but nobody is your soulmate. You know, how do you lay that ground root? Now, before you answer that question, as we were talking before, you mentioned something that made me remember. And I'm going to tell the story. You know, I had a client, because I'm a coach, I had a client that was in three relationships that were bad. She had two husbands, and then she was in a relationship where she was engaged, and she became a pleaser because she was afraid of being alone. And she was miserable, and this guy was using her and taking advantage of her and all that. And I say to her, you know what? You have to stop being afraid and picture the guy that you want. You got to picture what you guys are going to be doing together, and picture the house you're going to live in. And we started working on that. And like a couple months later, one of her ex-boyfriends from her school, you know, contacted her on Facebook. And within a couple of months, this girl had moved half the way across from Florida to California in this absolutely wonderful relationship, the same thing that she pictured. A year later, they got married. And she's incredibly happy. So, yeah, you know, so that's a scenario where a lot of people are going to be living, where they've never had a good relationship, or they're looking for one. You know, how do they do it?
Yes, exactly. So there are two things. You already gave the recipe, and that's exactly how to do it. Some people make a list, and they say, I want these and these qualities. Now, it might be good if you think in terms of qualities, because those are, in the end, that you what you want to experience. I mean, maybe he needs to be 10 feet tall and have black long hair, but more likely than not, you want to be on the same page with your values. Maybe your spiritual approach is the same, or you're being able to work together or give yourself enough space. Some people have the need to have a partner. A lot of the people who don't have a soulmate or a mate in their life are people who value their freedom and value their independence a lot more. And therefore, they get a little bit, you know, I mean, here's what I want to remind everybody. Any belief system we hold, good or bad, will show itself, whether we are aware of it or not. So you can write your list, you can write down the values or the qualities you want to see in another person. A woman that I know who's running an orphanage was running it single-handedly for decades, decided she's had enough. Another very famous author, a friend of mine as well, says, come on, like, write a list of your qualities of the guy you want. She says, totally toned, black long hair, and she goes into these external things and says, you know, we are riding on a white horse, just like she had seen in the movies yesterday, last night before she did that, you know, and they're going to have, he has his hair waving in the wind, and it's a desert, and it's in Egypt, and they're riding on horses. Well, she was very specific. Within 2 weeks, the guy shows up, falls to her feet. Now, she's 65, he's 35. Or 32,
wow.
Falls to her feet, exact measurements. He was Mr. Universe some time ago. He then, they go traveling, they wind up on the Nile River, they wind up riding through Egypt. They're on a white, he's on a white horse with his black hair flowing in the wind, just like her dream. But reality strikes. And she was not looking like Miss Universe, and she was 65, as a matter of fact, like 65 California girl who's been in the sun a lot. So The worlds are a little bit far apart. He's very dedicated to her work, but she, and bless her heart, you know, is very honest about the fact that at that age she got very scared that he might be looking for other girls more than her in a couple years. So her fear and anxiety took over, and those are all things. You know, we may have the list, we may get what we asked for,
but
we may not
right.
know exactly. We don't know what our fears are. So please take them into consideration, which is why I told my story about my ex-husband who wasn't wanting to jump into the bed as often as I did. Well, every, you know, once a month at one point, then every 2 months, that was just not cutting it for me.
Wow. But yes, you gave us a little tantalizing on, you know, that you're going to tell us today how to have What did you say? Tell me what
how
you
to
tell me so that I don't say it right.
Yeah, how to merge your souls. Like when you find a soulmate, let's just say you found a really good person, woman or man, and you feel like your heart putters and you're in love. All too many times people let the chemistry run its course, and then what is left over are burnt out coals. Well, we want to be able to maintain love, right? A long time.
Today I was hearing somebody say, you know, the romantic love only lasts for a little while, and then the real love comes on. Define what you meant by coals. Is that the real love, or what, you know?
Right. Yeah, that's the coals that are left over after the chemistry and oxytocin wears off. It's like, you know, hello, that was nice, and no, dopamine comes down, and I see the person for who he is, you know, or she, with wrinkles and all. But you know, we say we only see well with our heart. And when you engage and learn to actually open your heart, which is what we practically are losing to do with our ability to have these fast-track relationships with internet connections, and we need to take time. And here's a trick. If you want to fall in love with someone or have them fall in love with you, gaze into their eyes for 5 minutes straight.
I heard that.
And tell them a secret about yourself that you haven't told anybody else. And then listen to one of theirs, and it's a done deal. Now, we don't want to use tricks like that. But what happens when you look into another person's eyes? They say the eyes are the door to the soul, right?
Windows of the soul, right. You're right.
So now imagine you're looking, but you're not just looking at the pretty color or whatever else you might see. Look at the feeling that you get, almost like you could look through the pupils into another universe. Like imagine you could dive into that big universe and find the star that shines through their eyes that they truly are. Try that with someone today or tomorrow and see if you can find someone you can trust and say, hey, look, let's look at the star inside of each other's eyes. I like to pretend when I look at the pupils that I'm looking also into the field above their head. Like I am actually looking to feel them connecting with me, to feel that moment where we go, oh, I really sense you. There's more than just meets the eyes. And when we learn, we can all learn it. I have people come to seminars. I have 3-year-old children. I have 90-year-old people. I have divorcees. I have happy married people. You can do this with anybody. You can love any soul. Regardless, I mean, sometimes you might, if you stare too long, you know, they might look like an Neanderthal person for a moment. But eventually, you know, it's because our brain, when we stare, just shuts out the essentials. But you will start seeing beyond the limits of the physical, and you start connecting with that deeper part. And the more you practice doing that, let's say you do this with your husband and wife. I describe it in my book, Wisdom of the Dolphins, Dolphins Love and Destiny, and I describe it also in my book, Dream Big, The Universe is Listening, how we can connect soul to soul. And when we take time, you know, at least do it in your mind. When I wake up, I go into my inner worlds, and I say, hello, beloved, and I see my beloved Dawn as a star within the folds of, I imagine it as the source, God, you know, that we meet as a pinnacle does of two points, two lines meeting in the singular apex. And at that point where you can merge two into one, when you can manage to surrender your own identity into that feeling of actually touching into the other one and merging and becoming one flame. Imagine two candles making one flame. When you get into that state, you can practice and get there. I teach people how to do it. They can all do it. That moment is love. You asked me to define love, and here's my definition. Where two or more unite in one. I mean, we can do it as a group, we can do it as a family, we can have an apex, you know, like a pyramid, you know, mother, father, two children. You can have the apex of the unity of the family as an energy center. And I do it with Don, my husband, and I go into that apex, into that singular flame, and I ask that flame and I say, guide our relationship to the highest possible good for all concerned and to be of service. Because there is an intelligence within that union that starts happening, because no two physical things can be in the same place, right? We bump into each other, but our souls can merge into singularity. So
I like that word. I've been hearing about that word. So that's awesome. Yeah. That is very true. So we're going to take our second break right now. And when we come back, you're going to tell us how to, have great sex, because you promised us.
Ah! Sex out of body. Yes.
All right. Yeah. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Your basement walls play a critical role in supporting your property's structure and protecting your home from the outside elements. Waterproofing your basement prevents the accumulation of water from rain that can lead to flooding, mold, and mildew growth around and under your floors. If left unaddressed for long, your property may be at risk for serious structural damage that will negatively affect its resale value. So, don't delay. Call Timothy today at 404-449-5467. TY Waterproofing has over 30 years experience in waterproofing basements. TY Waterproofing will waterproof and repair your basements, your crawl spaces, slabs, remove and kill the mold that accumulates from dampness, install sump pumps and French drains to get out any water that's in there right now. TY Waterproofing, serving the Atlanta area, licensed and insured, all work warranted. So, again, call Timothy today at 404-449-5467 and get your basement waterproof. Welcome back to the Transform Your Mind radio show and podcast. I'm your host, Coach Myrna Young. And today we have been having this fabulous conversation. I know that you guys are enjoying it as much as I am with internationally renowned author, Miss Ilona Selke. So in our last segment, we talked about manifesting your soulmate. We talked about merging at the two souls, you know, looking into, you know, your partner's eyes and seeing, you know, not the physical body, but seeing their energy. You know, I was just actually learning that from a book that I'm listening to right now from Dr. Dwayne Dyer. And basically that's what he suggests, that, you know, don't see the physical, because, you know, just see the soul of the person. You can, you know, look at them through the eyes of love. So that's exactly what Ilona was talking about. So now we want to, you know, pull on her so that we can take that to the next level. And I know that the word tantric sex is something to do with energy and all that. And so Miss India, or the Kama Sutra. Come on, give us some little tidbits in how to merge our souls into, you know, fabulous, you know, physical. Right, yes.
Physical as well as soul union. Well, okay, all right. How many more minutes do I have? Eight?
Yeah, right.
Okay, all right, let's go. Okay, so let's take a deep breath here. I want to start out with a quote from Eric Fromm, from his book, The Art of Loving, and he says, "Lies build walls between people." Now, it might be a small lie, it may be an omission of something you feel embarrassed about, but I tell you, the greatest sex starts with the feeling. Well, not everybody will agree with me, but I tell you, the greatest love-fulfilled sex starts with being willing to be seen, you know, with warts and all. I mean, if you're willing to be seen for who you are, and that includes all your emotionalness, or maybe your incongruencies, maybe the fact that you had a bad thought, or whatever it is. You don't want to download this whole thing the first date. No, you wait until both of you, bit by bit, reveal to each other your deepest internal selves. You don't have to start out with the darkest secrets first. No, make it gentle and slow, but come clean to your lover, to your beloved. Let them see you for who you are, because that's the only time you will feel loved, is when you are no longer acting to be somebody that you think they might love. So let yourself be seen for who you are, and start loving yourself and say, hey, God, I mean, I remember the day when I laid in bed and said, okay, God, I've tried to get over jealousy. I guess I'm failing. This is it, me, warts and all. I am still a jealous woman, and I am not sure how to help myself. So could you accept me like this? And I was just swept up into the heavens and said, okay, you are who you are. And by just offering myself up and being willing to be seen in my eyes to, you know, God's eye, which are the most, my God, then I made this up in my story, right? I made this up in my head, but I still imagined that I just surrendered who I was. And I said, this is me, and this is it. I'm trying my best. Well, I was blessed. Honest to God, later on, I had angels help me walk through situations where I said, just help me, guys, just help me. They came in, they uplifted my energy field, and I didn't feel jealousy. I felt love. I felt spaciousness. And that's another thing. When you are entering into, let's say, a sexual relationship with a person, if you can call in supportive energies, whether you imagine them to be angels or your inner fairy guides or just plain out God or even your ancestors or your subconscious, it doesn't matter what you frame it as, just say, please help me discover this ability to merge into union and bring the right person who is capable of doing that with me. Because it's no use being the tantric queen when your counterpart isn't capable. So, all right. Now you go and you offer your being. You know, you share, you slow down. Breathe as much as you can. Don't be a rabbit. I mean, that's the number one thing we need, to slow down, to perceive the heart, the feeling. And the way you do it is you say, let's stop for a moment and just breathe and feel each other. Maybe the guy at first like goes, what? And then, you know, let me tell you, he will have more pleasure in the end. I guarantee it to you. If you delay, I learned this from a French lover when I was young. delay. Delay.
Yeah, that's what tantric is all about. Delaying. Yes. That's all I know, right?
Yeah, you know. So here comes the next part. You can do breathing exercises. You can look into each other's eyes. But what really matters is learning to sense, maybe in little baby steps at first, where do you feel that the other person really is present with you? And now I'm going to give you an image. Imagine that pyramid, right? So you can meet at the base of the pyramid, or you can go midway, King's Chamber, or you can go to the apex, and you can go even beyond, into the stars. And if you can, and breathing through this with your partner, I mean, it takes two people to tango this, but you can then start merging or feeling or pretend that you're merging with the other person's soul. During orgasm, pretend in your own way, not to just give away to the feeling of pleasure, but rise up in your breath and pull it up and out through the top of your head into this imaginary apex in the universe with the other. Meet that being's soul. Whether you know whether he or she is there or not, just pretend you can do it. Touch them. Go for them. And offer this ecstasy to the divine. If you can believe in the divine, you're really well off. If not, just turn it over to the core Big Bang, the source. Give it to that source. And in the moment of doing that, now it takes a lot of discipline to do that. You pull up your breath, you say, "Here, God, I give you my orgasm." You're imagining that you're meeting the other being's soul. You're going inside, kaboom, kaboom, it's fireworks. You feel them at this other place, at other time, space. Your body will know what to do. Believe me, your body will go through whatever it goes through. Even for women, or particularly, you know, who might take a little bit longer, or some who don't orgasm at all, just the feeling of union will satisfy that sense. When they go while, let's say typical women are a little bit behind the curve, not all, but, and I don't know about ethnicity, but a lot of women I know, they're a little bit slower on the draw, and, you know, it takes them longer. And if the guy isn't that skilled, let's say he's coming. Yeah. Okay. Sure. Yeah. It's just biology, you know. It's like, anyhow, right. It takes the guy. We go and journey with that other person's soul. Now, if you're the guy listening right now, do it with your woman. If you're same sex, do it with whoever you're with. And merge up into an imaginary apex of crescendo.
Make it spiritual. Make it spiritual. Yeah, that's right.
And here is my promise. Here's my promise. If you do this while you're orgasming, your orgasm will last longer.
Longer, right.
Longer and be more satisfying. You come out of the whole experience like, oh my God, what have I been missing this entire
life?
And
closer too, because they're saying that, you know, that when one of the reasons that, you know, men go to have affairs and then end up falling in love kind of thing, because they, you know, they think that they can just, you know, have sex and run, but then they're connected. If you do that, you become even more connected because you, you transcend the body and you get into the spiritual. I had a guest on my show, you know, very earlier on, and she, you know, talked about the tantric. And she gave me a little, you know, something that I do where she said that, you know, when you, if you breathe with your partner, similar to what you're saying, but if you, if let's say you're laying in bed and you hug them and you decide to breathe in sync with their breath, it's almost like a spiritual hug kind of thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically, you're talking about getting it, you know, to the different realm and you know, getting into, so taking it to the next level up. Right.
Exactly. Taking that breath and just bring it into the belly together, you know, feel and pretend. Pretend like kids. Honestly, it's like, you know, siphoning, you know, getting the water to flow. Sometimes we have to siphon it.
Mm-hmm.
Our imagination is the way we siphon something into existence. The same thing with Dream Big. You create what you want internally first. You have to, of course, want to do this. It's not like, oh, yeah, I'll try this technique. It's like, wow, I live for it. I breathe for it. God, that's what I want. I pretend I can imagine it. Me and my beloved in union, yes. And the universe will arrange things so that you can have that experience.
Yes, for sure. For sure.
Yes.
You know, we're going to end with, you know, ask and you shall receive, you know, whatever you hold in your head, you can hold in your hand. You just got to do the work. You have to do the mind work.
And what I like to end, what I like to end with is then turn it over to the divine and say, do the best, make the best of it, because I may have X, Y, Z in my head, and like my universe said, no, it's somebody else's ABC. But remind people I have an app that they can get for free from my website.
Oh right, yes, you have to give you have to give her a free gift. Yes. Okay. Yes. All right. So let me introduce that. All right, so as we come to the end of the show, I want to remind you to, love your reviews for the podcast, the Transform Your Mind podcast and iTunes. You know, your reviews help the show increase in ranking, which means that, more people can listen to it, and we are doing a great thing into the world. So what Ilona is going to do is she's going to give you a free gift today, and what I would like you to do is to give a review and in exchange for that free gift. You get something, I get something. So go ahead.
Yes, let's do it. Let's support you. Let's do this, because you put this out. Where else do you hear this? I don't think you hear this on NBC News.
No, right. Yes,
no.
Yes.
There
so,
you go.
Right.
Okay, yeah. Great.
So tell them where they can get your CD and what's it about and about them.
Okay, it's actually an app, easy to use. So, wouldn't you like to have an app in the morning, you just turn it on 10 minutes and it gets you into that space where you get in touch with visualizing or feeling your success in advance and asks you to listen to your soul or feel into it, and it's beautiful music, soft voice, and it starts your day out right with focus? I made an app for you for the morning and evening, so it's only 10 minutes. So it doesn't hardly take any time to get started. That's why it's so easy. Most people have 10 minutes, So try this out. Go to my website, ilonaselke.com, and I'll spell my name out for you. It's I-L-O-N-A. Remember, it's an I. It says Ilona, it's I-Lona. It's I-L-O-N-A, and the last name all together, Selke. S like in star, E-L-K-E, Selke, S-E-L-K-E.com. And you can click on my internet, on that page, and go look. It says it right up front. I have a little video. And then it says here, sign in for your email address. You get a thank you page with the buttons, and you can download it.
Awesome.
The Living From Vision app, yes.
Well, we are definitely smack out of time. Thank you so much, Ilona, for bringing your knowledge, bringing your energy to the show. I absolutely enjoy our conversation. So I definitely need to have you back again, because I think you've got more in you.
Thank you so much, Myrna. Thank you,
Myrna. All right, thank you. And until next time, namaste.
Namaste.